You're listening to episode 104 of the Fitz Pro podcast, and today is for all of my content creators. If you create content on literally any platform, today's episode is going to be for you. So we're going to talk about my philosophy on starting with creating content, how many platforms you need to be on, and then maybe at what point you can start to diversify that content and get it out onto multiple platforms. So if that is you, let's go ahead and dive in. The Fitz Pro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average Fitzpo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitzpro. Hello and a welcome back. You already know that I am going to shamelessly ask you to leave a review of this podcast. We are over 200 reviews, which is absolutely amazing. I look at reviews of the podcast kind of like engagement. So obviously I can see downloads and things like that, but it is cool to see reviews as I have gone to other shows who may have a lot more downloads, but people have not taken the time to leave a review. And it means a lot to me that you guys do that. So if you have not, please do leave the show a review. If you have left a review, it is much appreciated. So thank you. Let's go ahead and get into today's topic, which is all about diversifying content and how you can do that. You're going to choose your main platform. This is where I like to start. Where will you provide the most consistent free value? And that's where I like everyone to start. No matter if you have the capacity to create a grip of content or you have a very low capacity for creating content, no matter at what stage of business you're at, no matter if you're just starting out, no matter if you've been in it for years, you're going to have one platform where you provide the most consistent and high level of content. So how are we going to decide that? Where is your audience at already is one question you're going to ask. And then where can you most organically insert yourself into their lives? And also, what type of content do you enjoy creating? Are you gifted at creating video? Do you enjoy that? Are you funny? Is humor your thing? Are you really great at writing and maybe you articulate better through written word? Are you really good at connecting the dots and making connections? Where can you do those things best? So it's this combination when you're deciding of where you want to show up on a platform. Look at the type of content that you want to create, as well as where your ideal audience is already at. That's where we want to be. So you choose your main platform. For me, that is Instagram. That should come as no surprise to you. Then once you have your main platform, you'll choose a second kind of supplementary platform, which can support or be completely independent of the primary platform. For me, that's my podcast. So some people do find my podcast and then find me on Instagram. I have a lot to say. I enjoy the versatility of the content that I can create through podcasting. I like the longevity of a podcast, and people love podcasts. My people love podcasts. I prefer making a podcast to making a YouTube video, which could be another option for me. If I had to choose between the two, obviously I would choose podcasting. I can do it from anywhere in the world. I can do it as long as I have my microphone, my laptop, and a blanket. Right? So that was my second platform that I chose to build after I had kind of honed in on Instagram. I could have chosen from Facebook or YouTube, like I said, or Pinterest. Those all would have been other options. I don't personally organically spend time on YouTube, and I much prefer the efficiency of creating, editing, and posting a podcast versus a video. YouTube would probably be my second choice to podcasting. Truly, I also think that my ideal client prefers listening to something that is informative or entertaining or inspiring rather than watching YouTube videos. no matter the value of that YouTube video. So it's really important too that you know your ideal client and where they're already hanging out, because that's where you want to be. So perhaps your secondary platform is a Facebook page where you provide live videos, or you go deeper than Instagram, or you talk about slightly different topics than you would on Instagram, assuming that Instagram is your number one platform. Maybe you use the content that you have created on Instagram to also post to your Facebook group or page. This is just giving an example of what your secondary platform could be. Pinterest is another platform that people sleep on, and you've heard me talk about this multiple times now, but Pinterest is my third platform that I am on. So Instagram is my number one, and then podcasting, and then Pinterest. It's also worth noting that I lump my podcast and my blog into one category, but technically those would be two different platforms. My blog is obviously hosted on my blog page of my website, as are my podcast show notes. But the podcast itself can be found on podcast platforms like Spotify or Apple Podcast and such. So that would technically be a separate platform from my blog, though they are hosted from the same place. And they can be found, I guess, at the same place. So to reiterate, just so that you have a visual, again, my first platform is Instagram. This is the primary place that I provide the most consistent free value. Then we have the blog and the podcast. We're going to lump those together. So those are my two main platforms. Okay? That's where I am consistently creating free value for my audience. On Instagram, it's almost every day. On the blog and the podcast, that is 2 to 3 times per week between the two of those things. If you want to follow my theory on this, then you're going to choose a primary platform and then choose a secondary platform where you create likely a different kind of content. Meaning not like different subjects necessarily, but obviously podcasting is a different type of content than what I would create for Instagram. And then we start to diversify that content. And that is the real topic of today's episode. Truthfully, you can do this whenever you want to in your business. You could do it from the get-go. Either way, just make sure that you understand the main takeaway of this episode, which is to get your content in front of as many of the right people as you possibly can. Keep in mind that I am several years into this. I am not the best, I am not the worst, but you could start doing this from the very beginning of your business, or set yourself up better than I did. So that's what I'm hoping that I can help you with. Do what you have the time, space, and capacity for. So if my top two platforms are Instagram and then my podcast and blog, then I choose which platforms are going to take that content further and spread it out like a web. So picture Instagram at the center of my web, and then maybe the blog and podcast as two separate offshoots from Instagram. And then we have Pinterest, which takes that content and puts it into a search engine. So Pinterest works like Google, or similar to Google, in the way that you can have searchable content. It favors searchable content. And this is something that at this time is lacking on Instagram. You can go different directions with your web. Some people, and I think this is more common back when, or was more common back when blogging was bigger, and that is to create a longer form blog post and then pull that and create several Instagram posts from that one piece of blog content. I am currently going in the opposite direction, and that is because I have so much Instagram content to pull from and repurpose. So neither of these is right or wrong. I'm just showing you that you can go either way. You can originate the content somewhere and then take that content and either make a longer form blog post, or, and that's just an example, or you could take a podcast episode and break that down into smaller Instagram posts. You can do whatever you want. The point is to just make your content go as far as you can. So I personally now have 2 blogs per week scheduled, not including podcast show notes, through July, based on repurposing Instagram posts that I can turn into a blog post and then send to Pinterest. Are we tracking? So that is 3 posts per week now on my blog between two blog posts and one podcast episode. And the blogs are literally all repurposed from Instagram content that makes sense for a blog post. Pinterest then directs people to that blog post, and ideally I get more people or more traffic to my website, and they either stick around for a while, hopefully, or eventually join one of my mailing lists. But the point of, and never forget this, the point of social media, yes, is to build community, to build rapport, to build trust, all of those things, great things. But we want to always be thinking about how we can direct people back to our website so that we are pulling them off of an external platform, a third-party platform, and getting them to our website. So you could totally do this whole web thing by posting your blog to Facebook. You could do that. And while this is not a search engine, Facebook is not a search engine, it is a platform where you could diversify your content and get it in front of more of the right people if that is where more of your audience is hanging out, or if you enjoy running a Facebook page. Great. Then do that. It works for you. You also want to make sure that if you are creating blog content, that you are using something like Yoast SEO or some kind of SEO helping platform. Yoast is a plugin in WordPress, and it basically gives you tips on how to improve your search engine optimization for things like Google. So if you go to Google and type in Annie Miller and or Fit Design by Annie, and then the subject that you would like to know about or a blog title, that would hopefully come up first on Google if I have proper search engine optimization, right? My website should come up, my blog should come up, whatever you're searching about should come up if it's on my site. Okay, so I feel like we have bounced around quite a bit, so I do want to rein it back in. Make sure you have a focus here. Let's address some important points, I guess, as to why I bring up diversifying and repurposing content, because I know that can be overwhelming if you are just starting out, but trust me, if you can keep this in the forefront of your mind as you create content when you are starting out, it will make your life so much easier down the road. So we don't own social media. I am not the first or the last person to say that, but it is a fact. This is why building your email list and having your content on your actual site can be a safer route in the long run than simply allowing that content to live solely on a social media platform that could disappear tomorrow. So I have all of my podcast episodes saved, and they are hosted on the show notes on my blog in addition to an actual podcast platform. I am currently taking all my past Instagram content that makes sense for blog posts and turning them into blog posts, like I said, so that I have that content and copy saved on my site as well as, you know, other places. So I could, of course, also have those Instagram posts or blogs saved in a Google Doc or a Drive of some kind. I certainly do not have everything where it should be. I am getting better. All of my graphics are sitting in Canva. So if Canva disappeared or deleted all of my content, I would not have the majority of it, which, yes, stresses me out to even think about. I should probably take care of that. The second thing to think about is that you don't need to stress out about diversifying your content from the get-go if you have the space and time and capacity to do so, great. But if you only have time to show up and create content for one platform, that's fine too. I encourage that. And I would really actually prefer that you hone in on that one platform for the time being and build a legit, you know, audience and community and collection of your intellectual property for yourself. But make sure in that process that you're helping out your future self by saving all of that content somewhere, whether it's an external hard drive, whether you have it in a Google Drive, whatever. I just did not personally do that. And that is why I am going backwards in my process and basically taking all of that content and getting it saved and on my site or in a drive or something of the sort. So if you're building an online business, you will definitely be creating free content of some kind if you want to be successful anyway. You will also want to be building an email list. And I have other podcast episodes on how to start building a list, ideas for you to do that, how to be successful. So go ahead and check those out. But as you create your content, is there a way for that content to be easily redistributed on another platform? That's the idea here. It is not to create five times the amount of content. It is to take one piece of content and spread it across 3 to 4 platforms. And not every piece of content will fit that criteria, and that's okay. I just want you to consider and think about how your work can do more for you. Now, how are you going to organize something like this so that your head doesn't explode is to create something called a content calendar. This is something that I have used for a very long time in one way, shape, or form, and it's something that any blogger, YouTuber, podcast creator, human who creates content will likely tell you to do in order to stay organized and prep ahead of time. I like to be at least 1 month out or ahead with my content calendar, at least 85% complete. If I can be further out than that, that is amazing. And if I know I have a life event coming up that requires that, I obviously make sure that I am prepared as much as possible. It's important to understand that the content calendar gives you a guide in structure for the content that you need to create in the future. Some people like to create all of that content ahead of time, while other people would prefer to have the content calendar filled out as far as the topics and dates that things are going to happen on, but they create that content in more real time. And that's okay. I don't think either is better or worse. I think you need to know which scenario works for you and your creation process and what you can adhere to, just like you would with health and fitness. This also doesn't mean that you work ahead of schedule and then take a bunch of time off. That can certainly be the case from time to time, but just to give you a little reality check, I am essentially always creating content, but I'm just creating it 1 to 2 months ahead of schedule, ideally. And that just gives me peace of mind. I do have time and space if shit hits the fan or I need to take a break or whatever. You may need to be a bit front heavy with creating content in order to get ahead of schedule. And that's okay too, that's just part of the reality, but I do suggest starting with a content calendar, whether you are only creating blog posts or podcast episodes or YouTube videos or Instagram, whether you are on one platform or 3 platforms, I think getting in the habit of creating a content calendar is something that will benefit you as you expand and grow. So start with 1 to 2 platforms where you can reach the most possible ideal clients and where it makes sense for the type of content you enjoy to creating, and then look at how that content can be repurposed on other platforms where it makes sense in order to get in front of more of the right people. And don't worry about literally any of that if building your email list is not part of this equation, because it needs to be, in my opinion. So I hope that all of this was helpful or at least got your brain turning for the future. If you're not yet ready to dive into diversifying your content, and in thinking about it now ahead of time, you can at least start archiving that content that you are creating and keeping it somewhere safe so that your life is easier if you do ever want to repurpose that content or diversify it in the future. Now, I would like to thank the sponsor of this podcast, which is the number one brand of all natural sports supplements in the world, Legion Athletics. I tell you every week because it's true, Legion are my people. Beyond the supplements being quality themselves and working and being good, I just love that they're scientifically backed and that you can look at the research that justifies the dosages and the ingredients that they're using in every single formula and every single supplement. It's straightforward, it's clear to the consumer, and I'm all about that. And the great thing is, if you are skeptical, which I am fine with, I encourage skepticism, they do have a 100% money back guarantee and free shipping. So what do you have to lose? Give it a go. I am a huge fan of their creatine, which is their recharge, their immune supplement, their whey protein, and their multivitamin. Those are kind of my daily staples as of now. While you don't have to get all of your supplements from Legion, it is nice to have most everything you need in one place from one company. So go to buylegion.com and use code Annie at checkout to save 20% on your first order, and you will get double Legion reward loyalty points if you're an existing customer. So benefits you either way. Use code Annie. Finally, if you loved this episode, please head over to iTunes, give the show 5 stars plus a written review. It is much appreciated, as I stated at the beginning of this episode. And remember that I do choose a reviewer of the week and a listener of the month. And the listener of the month will receive 50% off any non-membership program of mine, plus a freebie from Frey Skincare. You can use my code FDBA to save at least 15% all the time, but keep an eye out for their monthly promos. If you are not on my main mailing list, make sure that you are, because there's exclusive podcast listener discounts at the bottom of every weekly and daily email. Annie's Daily Dose, have you subscribed? If not, what are you doing? AnnieMiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for listening to the FitzPro Podcast.